Shalom, Australia. Shortly after 1 a.m. on Thursday, the IDF announced that its jets had just struck a significant terror infrastructure in the Gaza Strip in retaliation for mortar fire on Wednesday. The IDF would not elaborate on the nature of the significant terror infrastructure. According to official Palestinian media, it was farmland in the southern Gaza Strip. It's more likely that the target was a tunnel. Senior U.S. officials on Friday denied reports that $125 million in aid to the UN's Palestinian Refugee Agency had been frozen over Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas's refusal to enter U.S.-led peace talks with Israel. A White House official responded to media reports, saying there is no existing schedule that obligates the United States to provide specific amounts of aid to UNRWA on specific dates. The decisions of when to provide aid in the fiscal year and in what allocations lie with the Secretary of State. At this time, no such decisions have been made. On Tuesday, Trump threatened to cut off aid to the Palestinian Authority, asking why Washington should make any of these massive future payments when the Palestinians were no longer willing to talk peace. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu opposes the possible cuts to Palestinian aid, arguing that creating a humanitarian crisis amongst the Palestinians would not be helpful to Israel. U.S. Ambassador to Israel David Friedman paid a condolence visit at the home of Likud MK Yehuda Glick in the settlement of Otniel on Wednesday. Glick's wife, Yaffa, died on Monday at the age of 51 after 6 months in a coma due to severe stroke. The leaders of the ultra-Orthodox Shas party defended their attempts to get Glick to come to the Knesset to vote on a controversial bill hours after the death of his wife. Glick had been asked to go from his wife's funeral to take part in a vote on the so-called Mini Markets Bill, which would close shops and convenience stores on Shabbat. The timing of Monday's funeral caused a mini crisis in the government. Glick's vote was necessary to ensure a majority. The vote was postponed and has since been taken off the plenary agenda and returned to committee. The Knesset plenary on Wednesday advanced a bill calling for the death penalty for convicted terrorists, as Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu publicly threw his support behind capital punishment in extreme cases. In his remarks, Netanyahu referred to the July 21st terror attack in the settlement of Chalamish, when a Palestinian terrorist stabbed to death three members of the Salomon family during a family celebration. Netanyahu said that the relatives who survived the terrible attack told me how the terrorists held the knife and slaughtered and laughed. And I said there are extreme cases when people carry out horrific crimes after which they don't deserve to live. Although the death penalty formally exists in Israeli law, it has only ever been used once, in 1962 in the case of Adolf Eichmann. The new bill would require the support of two of a panel of three judges to carry out the death sentence. Currently, the sentence must be unanimous. Neshama Kalibach has made her first public statement about the alleged sexual misbehavior of her late father, Rabbi Shlomo Kalibach, describing the reckoning as the most painful challenge she has had to face. She also disclosed that she was sexually assaulted at age 9 by one of her father's associates, whom she described as a trusted friend and a rabbi. The singer, who incorporates her father's music and ideas in her own performances, wrote, "I accept the fullness of who my father was, flaws and all. I am angry with him, and I refuse to see his faults as the totality of who he was." Aaron Appelfeld, one of Israel's most prolific and talented writers, who created a rich library of Holocaust fiction, memoirs and essays in 47 books, died on Thursday. He was 85. His most recent book, The Romance Perplexity, was published just 3 months ago. Appelfeld was the recipient of the 1983 Israel Prize for Literature and the 1989 National Jewish Book Award for Fiction, and in 1997 was appointed a foreign honorary member of the American Academy of Arts and Sciences. He wrote his fiction in Hebrew, a language he didn't learn until he was 13 and had arrived in pre-state Israel following harrowing escapes and painful experiences in Ukraine, Russia, and Europe during and after the Shoah. Appelfeld was born in Chernivtsi to deeply assimilated parents who thought of themselves as Europeans and not particularly Jewish. His grandparents were observant Jews whom he loved to visit, farmers with a synagogue on their own grounds. That idyllic childhood came to an end in 1940 when the Romanians overtook his town, his mother was murdered, and Appelfeld and his father were deported to a concentration camp from which Appelfeld escaped and went on the run, a small boy on his own in the Ukrainian forest. He wrote about being a child alone in the world, picking fruits to eat, finding shelter to sleep, and being adopted by Ukrainian criminals who didn't know he was Jewish and treated him like a slave, although allowing him to survive. He later met a village prostitute who gave him shelter for 5 months and who later became a character in Blooms of Darkness. Some subsequent phases of his life were observed for a boy who had survived on his own since the age of 9. On arriving in Israel, Appelfeld found it hard to be surrounded by children of his own age, forced to speak after so many years of his own in nature in silence. The motifs of silence, muteness, and stuttering run through many of his works. He struggled to learn Hebrew, writing later that he used the dictionary and copied out the Bible, moving from chapter to chapter, book to book. It was an experience that ultimately enriched his writing and thoughts. He began to write in cafes and wrote, "Only in a Jerusalem cafe do I feel that freedom of imagination. That's my starting point. That's where I depart from, and it is there that I return." He also taught for many years at Ben-Gurion University of the Negev. He was married to Judith, an Argentinian immigrant with whom he had 3 children and lived in Mevaseret Zion, just outside Jerusalem. Israel was pounded on Friday by its worst storms of the winter, and with over 100 millimetres of rain falling in parts of the north and lightning strikes throughout the day and flash floods in the southern desert regions. 2 children, aged 6 and 9, and a 70-year-old man suffering from hypothermia were rescued from a jeep in an open area near Hadera after the vehicle became stuck in a huge puddle. The 2 children had climbed onto the roof of the vehicle. Paramedics from Magen David Adom administered first aid before transporting them to hospital. A police car which was towing the vehicle also became stuck in water and had to be pulled out by the rescue services. The heavy rains left many Israelis stranded in floods, shut main roads, and brought down dozens of trees, causing some damage. As a result of the rain in the north, the Sea of Galilee, the Kinneret, rose 3 centimetres. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.